But please, someone tell me it's not true. Oh, but it is. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are rolling right into discipline, so let's get started. I got an hour. By the time I'm finished explaining, Otokawa looks like she's going to faint. You really don't remember anything? Kind of. I kind of remember, and that's what makes me even madder. But what have I done? It was my first time! Hey, did you slip me some drugs? No. No, I didn't. I'm a victim too. How can you say you're the victim after what you did to me? Besides, why did you come inside of me? What are you gonna do if I get pregnant? I'm about to ovulate. But you said I could. What? I would never say anything like that. Like I said, it's not fair to put all the blame on me. Okay, so remember we already... Okay, so yeah, we went through all this. Alright, here we go. Who is it? Otokawa is startled. She jumps at least 3 foot and looks at the door. Okay, and yeah, now they're trying to get their clothes on. Okay, I remember that. So we remember that. Okay, the second she calls out, the door opens. Good evening. Nonomiya comes bounding into the room. She begins to sniff the air in the room. I told you she can smell it. Huh? Doesn't it smell funny in here? Huh? Otokawa's expression changes. No, it doesn't. Not at all. Huh, Hayami? No, not at all. Otokawa's trying desperately to play it off. I go along with her. Really? I smell something. Like chestnut flowers. Maybe it's my room freshener. Otokawa gives an explanation. She forces a smile. Never mind. More importantly, where's dinner? It's way past time. We look at the clock when she says this. It's about to be 7. Sorry, I'll get it ready right away. Otokawa says and gets up quickly. She's the only one that seems to be able to cook. Don't worry, there's no need to get stressed out about it. I think it would be better to wash your thing before you make dinner. Your belly is filled with Takun's incredible stuff, right? Nonomiya asks Otokawa with a smile. Shock. Otokawa reels backwards when Nonomiya says this, as if she was punched in the face. See ya! Slam! As soon as Nonomiya leaves the room, we can hear her and Miyagishi talking quietly out in the hall. The Cupid love strategy worked. See, I told you so. Boo boo, I was sure she wasn't a virgin. You're so naive. There's no way that honor student has been having sex. But Canada said she saw Otokawa buying tampons the other day. Oh, I asked her to get those for me. No way. So anyway, you lost the bet, so hand over my $100. Damn, this sucks. I hear their entire conversation. I'm so mad I don't know what to do. They had bets on whether Odakawa was a virgin or not. They used me to determine this. I bet they watched us through the whole thing. I knew they were the culprits to begin with. They know. We were seen. We were definitely seen. I'm not sure if Odakawa heard their conversation, but she's mumbling to herself in a daze. I can see my semen dripping down her leg from under her skirt. After that, in order to catch up on lost time, we went back to our studies after dinner. We were both exhausted from studying and from sex. Man, I wonder how that dinner went. After battling the question sheets for another few hours, I finally come to my last question. What is your name? At this point, I don't even fucking know, right? I am physically and mentally exhausted. My spirit is too exhausted. Snore. Snore. Odakawa must be tired too. She's dozing with her elbows on the table. I'm finished! Plop! I finish solving the last problem and throw my pen aside and collapse on the floor. A message comes up like Dark Souls. You died. What? Done? Odakawa wakes up when I say this and shakes her body out. Let me see. Odakawa rubs her tired eyes and checks over the answer sheets. Good. You got them right. We finally covered all the material that'll be on the tests. She sighs. She's relieved to be finished with her tutoring duties. I'm done. I'm gonna go down for the count before the exams even begin. What are you saying? It's all your fault for doing what you did anyway. If you didn't, then we'd have finished ages ago and could have gotten some rest. There you go, blaming me again. You were enjoying yourself too, so it's both our faults. What? When did I say I ever enjoyed it? Odakawa turns bright red and vehemently denies it. Wait, let's not talk about this. You're right. It's not going to change anything. It's pointless. Odakawa backs down, slightly embarrassed. Anyway, you have to promise that you won't fail the exams. If you get a black mark, I'll never forgive you for this. I studied my ass off. It won't be a problem. Besides, you were my teacher, so everything should be okay. You're not getting anything from me by brown-nosing me. Get to bed and get some rest for tomorrow. You don't have to tell me. I'm gonna pass out the second I climb in bed. Why don't you do that then? I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I get up. I leave her room on tired legs. Good luck on the test tomorrow. I raise my hand in response and stagger out of Odakawa's room. Close. Alright, let me check something real quick, guys. Just a quick check. Quick check. You probably won't even see this. If you do, well, whatever. Yeah, alright. Alright, so quick check. Yeah, we're good. Alright. Okay, everything's cool. No more. Must sleep. It's gonna be me in an hour. I fall into bed, I don't even get changed. I feel for the light switch and pull. Good night. I close my eyes and drift off to sleep immediately. I flip over and feel for the alarm clock. My alarm clock is going off. Someone comes charging into my room. They come to my bed and turn off my alarm clock. Don't just lie there. Get out of bed. Today's exam day. You cannot oversleep. Huh? Oh, Otakawa. I crawl out of bed and rub my eyes and look at Otakawa. You better hurry up and wake up. Breakfast is ready. Okay. She makes sure I get out of bed before she leaves the room. I yawn and stretch. I know I didn't have to do that, but I just felt like it. I change into my clothes and get ready. I pray that the exams would go well and leave my room. Good morning. I get changed, wash my face, and go to the dining room. Where is everyone? There's no sign of anyone else. Otakawa and I are the only ones left. Everyone already left. You're the last one. I see. I rub my sleepy eyes and sit down. I begin to eat my breakfast. You're the least prepared, but the most lackadaisical. It worries me. I hope you're prepared for the exams. It'll be fine. I did all that I could. Now I just have to do my best. I answer Otakawa confidently, and then return to eating my breakfast in silence. Is it really going to be okay? At this point, I have no choice but to have faith in myself. I just have to go for it. I tell myself that that's the way it is. I gulp down my milk, clean my place, and grab my bag. Okay, let's go then. Exam time. Otakawa and I leave the dorm together and make the short commute to school. So, do you feel confident? Ooh, we have a choice. That's one less choice. We're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to the end. Okay, just give me a second. I'll find it. Let's see. Right here. Okay. It says... No problem. Otakawa looks at me doubtfully. I pound my chest and answer her. You literally just have 5 choices left. I'm counting on you. You're the only one I'm worried about. Relax. It'll be a breeze. I did all that I could. Now I just have to believe in myself and do it. It should be fine. I hope your results will reflect all the tutoring I did. If you don't do well, I'm gonna feel responsible. I know. I won't let your efforts go to waste. Okay, I hope so. If you end up getting a black mark, it's not just your problem. It's gonna affect the entire baseball club, so you better not give up. Yes, ma'am. We finally get to school. Otakawa lectures me the whole way. Oh, good morning, Hayami-kun. Speak of the devil. Leona Morimoto comes out of nowhere. It appears that she's come to school on foot. Unusual. You're with Otakawa-san. How cozy. We live in the same dorm. What choice do we have? That's not nice. Anyway, how unusual of you to come to school by foot.
I thought it would be a nice change of pace to walk to school like the common folk do. Besides, I thought it would be a good thing to do to get myself ready for tonight's exam. Today's exams, not tonight's exams. They're not. They don't do them at night. What are you talking about? You always just sit there. Did you say something? No, nothing. I listened nervously to their barely civil exchange. Well, good luck to both of you on your exams. Especially you, Hayami-kun. It would be terrible to have to waste time in remedial classes before such an important game. Nasty bitch. Leona says bitingly, laughs, and wipes, and walks off. Suddenly, a voice calls out to Leona from behind us. I turn around to look. The assistant dean is glaring at Leona. Oh, it's you, Mr. Assistant Dean. Rather, former assistant dean. Leona! You little! Machida is about to lose it at the condescending way Leona is addressing him. He is clutching a rifle or something in his hand. What's wrong? Why do you look so angry? What are you doing here anyway? You sent those indecent pictures of me to the Board of Trustees? Are you trying to destroy my life? Indecent pictures? I bet they're the ones of him having sex with a Mekion the other day. He fell right into her trap. Oh? At least we didn't report you to the police for rape. You should be thankful that you got off as lightly as you did. What? You two sisters started it to begin with. I'd appreciate it if you didn't make such unfounded accusations. You have ruined my life because of those pictures. My family has abandoned me. My wife has filed for divorce and my daughter is calling me a freak. I have no home to return to. You brought it upon yourself, doing something like that with a student. You deserve it. You planned it all! I'm going to kill you! The assistant dean says and points his rifle at Leona. That's a nice gun, as I would expect from the former shooting club president. I see. What are you going to do pointing that rifle at me? Leona doesn't seem to be fazed by that rifle being pointed at her. She continues to stare the assistant dean down. Are you planning to shoot me? Do you really think you can? Your hands are shaking. Shut up! He screams to try to cover up his fear. The people who have arrived at school watch the scene unfolding with bated breath. Go ahead and shoot me if you can, you freaky old man. Actually, she's not calling him a freaky old man. The word hentai is being used. She's calling him a perverted old man.
Leona's comment sends the assistant Dean over the edge. His finger on the trigger stops shaking and he pulls it without any hesitation. Boom! A loud blast comes from the assistant Dean's double barrel shotgun. At the same time, Leona's body doubles over and she flies 2 meters. The assistant Dean is breathing deeply. He slowly lowers the smoking gun. Everyone is frozen. The scent of gunpowder fills the air. He really shot her! I saw the whole thing from the beginning. My voice trembles. I grab Otakawa's arm. See for yourself! Even Otakawa is frozen. I look and see Leona lying on the ground, motionless. There's a faint wisp of smoke rising from her belly. There's no way she could have survived that. Die, you pig! That's what you get for making me mad! The assistant dean laughs as he looks at Leona. We should call an ambulance! I try to go make the call. Otakawa stops me. Wait, look! I look at Leona like Otakawa tells me to. I see her body twitch, then in the next instant she stands up. Ouch! What?! The assistant dean can't believe his eyes. His jaw drops and he freezes. She's wearing a bulletproof vest. He should have aimed for the head. Impossible! A 12 gauge double O buck! You really shot me! Leona stands up like nothing ever happened. She glares at the assistant dean with her snake-like eyes. Monster! Impossible! The assistant dean is overcome with terror. He points the gun at Leona again. You are a child of the devil! The assistant dean screams, aims for Leona, and puts his finger on the trigger. But Leona's faster. Her hand lifts her skirt and pulls out a small gold pistol from the waistband of her panties. She points her American Derringer Model 6 at the assistant dean and pulls the trigger without a single hesitation. Bang! Crumple. The assistant dean takes the .45 long Colt bullet. He crumples to the ground as if he were hit by a hammer. This is what happens when you refuse to learn your place. Leona laughs at the assistant dean. She puts away her pistol and brushes the dirt off her clothes. That was buckshot. He really intended to kill me. If I wasn't wearing this bulletproof outfit made of spectrum material, I would have been dead. Leona picks the shrapnel out of her clothes. She walks towards the assistant dean, who is now lying on the ground. Ugh. Damn you, devil! I didn't hit any vitals. You'll live. May you spend your days in prison regretting that you shot at me. She shrieks with laughter and walks off. What in the world just happened? I don't know. Everyone watching is unable to move from the shock of what just happened. After a while, a police car siren comes towards us. The police load the assistant dean into an ambulance. They leave without taking a single statement from anyone. I'm sure Leona Morimoto had something to do with that. Poor assistant dean, his life is as good as over for standing up to Leona Morimoto. A lot of strange things just happened, but don't let it affect how you do on your exams. In some schools, they would have just closed it down after that. I know. I answer Otakawa yet again and take my seat and wait for the test to begin. Everyone is still frantically reading their notes and books. I feel it'd be pointless at this point, so I sit and wait. Hey, you look confident. Sudo sees me and comes over. Yeah. Hey, did you see the battle between the assistant dean and Leona? I was sure the assistant dean was going to shoot, so I ran for my camera. Sudo begins to recount his story excitedly.
Hey, the teacher's here.
Oh, I'll tell you the rest later, Sudo says and goes back to his seat. Okay, everyone, sit down. This is the real deal. Do the best that you can. The door opens and Leona Morimoto walks in. Oh, Morimoto-san, it's unusual for you to come to the classroom. The teacher sees her and takes a step back. Is there a problem with me being here? No. No, I'm glad that you're here. The teacher's expression gets tense. She tries to win Leona's favor. Leona ignores her. She walks over and sits down at the brand new desk behind me. Good luck, Hayami-kun. Yeah, sure. I answer Leona's voice that comes from behind me. Ugh, just the thought of Leona sitting behind me sends chills up my spine. Why does she have to sit behind me? Can she even take the test? She never studies. Okay, let's begin the test. You have 50 minutes. No illegal activities allowed. Man, that's a lot of other shit than just cheating. You may begin as soon as I'm finished handing them out. Raise your hand if you have any questions. The awaited test begins. Okay. I turn the test over and begin to tackle the questions. After I glance through the questions, I start with the first one. It's exactly what Otokawa and I did. I answer it easily. The second and third questions are the same, and I answer them with ease. We can do this! I think I can do this. I say to myself quietly and write my answers on the answer sheet. Time's up! Everyone put your pens down. Pass your answer sheets forward. I put my pen down and look at my full answer sheet. I didn't answer every single question, but I did answer most of them, and I'm confident about my answers. I don't think I'll get a black mark on this subject. It's because I studied with Otokawa. Here. As I'm reflecting, Leona passed me her answer sheet. I take the stack of answer sheets that Leona hands me, put mine on top, and go to pass it forward. Huh? I look at Leona's answer sheet. It has her name on it, but the rest is blank. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to hand it in like this? I'm shocked. I ask just to make sure. Yes, it's fine. Is there a problem? Well, it looks like you didn't put down a single answer. Oh, I used ink that idiots can't see. Yeah. Leona laughs and leaves the classroom. I stick my tongue out at Leona and pass the answer sheets forward. How was it? Did it go well? Otokawa comes running over. No problem. There's no way I got a black mark. Great, that's great. I hope you do as well on the rest of them. Yeah. I'm starting to feel really confident. It's all because you tutored me. Thank you. I'm so happy I grab Otokawa's hand. Hey, not in the classroom. Otokawa blushes and pulls her hands away. But it was only your first one. Don't get sloppy. I know. You don't have to tell me. I take Otokawa's advice to heart and mentally prepare for the next subject. There were a lot of difficulties studying with Otokawa, but she tutored me without giving up. I have to do well for her. My hopes were answered. I did really well in the remaining two subjects. Yeah.
You can leave once you turn in your answer sheets. Good luck tomorrow. Phew, it's finally finished. I passed my answer sheet forward and put my pen down and stretch. The results are good. I did well on all the subjects today. I guess I'll go home and relax. I clean off my desk and get up. Do you have a second, Hayami-kun? What? I answer Leona trepidatiously. What does she want? I'm sure it's nonsense again. I'd like you to come to the culture club room. Here we go. I've never gotten out of that room unscathed. There's someone I want you to meet. Me? You will come, won't you? I wanted to say no, but who knows what she would do if I said that. And there was that incident in the morning. Who knows what she'll do when she's angry? Fine. Good. I'm sure she'll be happy too. Leona says with a smile. She, I wonder who she's talking about. I'm sure they're going to do something to me again. I'll be waiting for you in the club room, so come quickly. She says and leaves the classroom. Ugh, I guess I have no choice. I give in and go to the social club room. Didn't they call it a culture club room before? Aren't you going home? Otokawa sees me and asks. Oh, something came up. You go ahead. Okay, but you should go home and review for tomorrow. Yeah. I say goodbye to Otokawa and trudge to the social club room. Where all hell awaits. I mean, just look at those doors. They kind of look foreboding in a way. I'm really not happy about this. I knock on the thick door to the social club room. Oh, Hayami-kun, you came! Not yet, but you probably will soon. The door opens. As usual, Hameki emerges from within. Please come in. There's someone here that Leona-san wants you to meet. Hameki pulls me into the room. Oh, good, you came. Oh, no! We are not ready for this. Oh, man. I know who that is. I'm sorry to call you here during exams. Then don't! I think this, but I walk towards Leona in silence. I see a girl I've never seen before standing next to her. Who is it? I've never seen her before. Let me introduce you. This is Kaoru-san. Pleased to meet you. My name is Kaoru. Then, totally a guy. Her cheeks turn bright red and she introduces herself to me. Hello. I don't understand, but I reply. But the name Kaoru, I've heard it somewhere. She says there's something she absolutely has to tell you, right? Yes. Kaoru squirms shyly as Leona urges her on. Go ahead and tell him. This girl named Kaoru squirms shyly and can't seem to do much else. Go on, speak up. Yes. I like you, Hayami-kun. Kaoru blushes and spits it out. I hear this and stand there, not knowing what to do. Well, thank you. I don't know how to answer, so I say anything. I've never had someone confess their feelings like this before, so I have no idea how I'm supposed to answer. I mean, she looks okay. To be honest, it doesn't feel bad. And I want you to be the one to take my virginity. Brah!
There's no vagina there to do that with. Excuse me? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Things are moving a little fast. A confession followed so closely by that. I mean, I'm flattered, but there are all kinds of things that should come before that. But to have sex right away? Wait a second, something is fishy. Yeah, it is. To begin with, it's strange that she's professing her feelings here, urged by Leona. This is a trap. Yeah, you got that right, buddy. I'm sure there's something more to this. There's no way a yummy proposal like this would come my way. You don't want to? I'm silent, he ass. Unsure. Well, I am being sucked in by those big eyes. No! No! Look at that Adam's apple. Check that damn... Check the fingers! There's something different about her than Leona's usual gang. Maybe she really... What's wrong, Hayami-kun? Why don't you indulge her? Leona smiles at me because I don't want a dick in my ass, you crazy woman. That smile, she's definitely up to something. Please, please make my dreams come true. No! I'm sure you'll find somebody else that's in that, but not I. Shit, how am I gonna turn her down when she looks at me like that? Even if I know it's a trap! Sir, it's a trap. There are windows. You can leap from the window. She'll be so shocked. It's like, oh my god! He jumped! I seriously ponder this. I wonder if it would be wise to accept. But my crotch is already starting to swell with anticipation. It won't when you find out that secret she's hiding underneath that dress. Okay, I will. Matter of fact, it might go back in! Suddenly, the words come flying out of my mouth. I'm not sure what the situation is, but she doesn't seem to be lying. I don't recognize her at all, but if she likes me this much, I think I should indulge her. Besides, how can I turn down such an opportunity? It may never happen again. Thank you very much! She sounds happy from the bottom of her heart. Good for you, Kaoru. Okay, then let's see it then. Yes, big sister. Kaoru nods. Hayami-kun, you're okay with it? Okay with what? Why, you and Kaoru having sex, of course. That's not sex, that's brutality. Excuse me, you mean do it here now? Why wait? Besides, these opportunities don't come often. We would really like to watch. What? After all the embarrassing situations they've seen me in? So, Hayami-kun, will you accept? Fine. You'd make me do it anyway, even if I said no. You understand then. I learned a long time ago how you operate. I mean, Sei Shoujo can do very good images of women, even if that is... Maybe it's like... It might be like that chick from Starless. I do as she says and walk over to Kaoru. It's still a trap, even if it's a Fuda. It's still a trap, even if it's a Fuda. She says she sees me watching her. She squirms and turns her face away. I wonder if she's a lower classman. Up close, I see that she's shorter than me, and compared to Leona, her breasts are a little smaller. But this face looks familiar. Okay, show him! Yes. Carl nods and undoes the hook and zipper on her skirt. Please look at me in a shameful state. Plop. What? The skirt obeys gravity and falls to Kaoru's feet. Her panties are in plain view. I'm a bit taken aback by Kaoru's sudden action. Wait a second, I'm not mentally prepared yet.
Upon closer examination, her crotch is slightly swollen. Is there something in there? Why don't you show us your top too? Yes. Kaoru takes off her shirt. When she takes her shirt off, she pushes her sports bra aside to show her swollen breasts. Gulp. I see her erect nipples. I gulp. Do you like what you see? I don't know what to say. Stop stalling and show us your lower parts. Okay, Hayami-kun, please look at my most embarrassing part. No! Kaoru says shyly and begins to pull her panties down. Oof! My eyes bug out when I see what comes flying out of her panties. There's something there that a girl should not have. Yep, let's clap. There's something there that a girl should not have. I should screen cap that. Not the whole image, but just that. What is that? Like, I meant the line, folks. Obviously, I'm not going to screen cap that, but I said it would be funny to use this in the server to do this one where it says there's something there that a girl should not have as a reaction image. I point at it and ask her, why does this girl have that hanging between her legs? That's another one I should screen cap. She looks like a girl, but there's definitely a penis in that bald crotch. Please don't stare like that. I'm embarrassed. Kaoru senses me staring at her crotch and squirms shyly. Contrary to the rest of her very feminine body, there's a pink penis in her crotch and is erect and twitching. Are you a girl or a guy? Which is it? You still don't get it? Leona laughs at me as I stand there shaking. Do you remember the guy you met the other day? Guy? I began to search my memory. Oh yeah, come to think of it, and his name was Kaoru or something. Wait, the same name? Are you saying that guy is her? I'm shocked at this discovery. But I saw him naked the other day. He did not have this body then. But her breasts were flat. And she wasn't so feminine. And look, he has no balls! I point at Kaoru's crotch and shriek. Look as I might, the two testicles that ought to be in Kaoru's crotch are missing. I do remember them being there before. But there's nothing there now. There's just a penis sticking out. Oh, those. Those were in the way of him becoming a girl, so we removed them. Remove them? As in to get rid of his male hormones? She says it like it's nothing. How can she just remove something so important? But we left the penis. It's cute, isn't it? What? How? Do you not like me? Kaoru looks at me with tear-filled eyes, penis hanging out. There's nothing masculine about this person, save one part. He was always a bit feminine, but now he's completely a girl. She has breasts, and her voice and facial expressions are totally different than before. And what's more, she totally thinks she's a girl. Wait a second, I'm flattered that you like me, but I knew nothing of this. I try to calm Kaoru, who is upset. If she was really a girl, I would have done it gladly, but what am I supposed to do with this? Oh, she has a little extra thing there, but if you ignore it, she's a girl. No, that's not how fucking biology works. But that thing isn't cool with me! Besides, how are we supposed to have sex? We're two guys! Exactly! Exactly! Oh, don't worry! Drugs, shock, therapy, and various surgeries have made her a girl, body and spirit.
We've even conditioned our butthole just for you. No fucking thanks. And Karu's butthole has only ever had a vibrator or a finger in it, so it's not a lie to say that she's a virgin. You're telling me to stick it in a butthole? In a guy's butthole? No! That'd make me a fag! Of course, what other hole is there? Shock, she always gets her way. I can't believe I'm gonna have to stick it in a guy's butt. No, don't worry, folks, I will not fucking show this. Hayami-kun, my butt, I'm sure it'll feel good, so please take the virginity of my butt. Hell no! Karu is totally brainwashed. This is not the same person. Go on, Hayami-kun. Give in and have a good time with Karu. But I can do it with a girl. But not this. No. Leona denies my resistance. I have no choice but to make a break for it, and I look behind me. I've run right into that bitch. Fuck that. You're not running away. I want to see you have a good time in Carol-san's butt, too. But if you insist on running, you leave me with no choice. Hameki smiles and shows me the crying that she had hidden in her hand. They're not gonna let me go. If they inject me with that, the crying. Okay, I'm sorry. It says crying, but it meant syringe. It's a syringe. If they inject me with that, it'll be really bad. If they do, I'll lose myself and violate Kaoru's butt. I must avoid that. I guess I should do as Leona says and get off easy. Fine, I won't run. I'll stick it in, pull it out, and get it over with. No, he does look like a girl. That doesn't matter. And she's pretty cute, so if I ignore the thing in her crotch, I might be able to come quickly. So no fucking man ever. I talk myself into it and gather my resolve. No, 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 no. Finally, you agree. Good for you, Kaoru. Yes, big sister. Okay, Hayami-kun, let's say, no. No. Okay, guys, that's it. We're fucking skipping this whole scene. I'm not looking at that. No fucking way. That's it. So, alright. This is the Grim Lord, and this is... And, okay. It's the Grim Lord. Hentai Corner. And we're skipping this bullshit. Next time you see us, we'll be past this. Like... If you want to see this shit, you see it on your own terms. This is not my thing, guys. Look, nothing against gay folks, but I'm not into that. Like, it's not my thing. I'm sorry. And some of you guys, it's not your thing either. I don't care if you guys do it. I don't care if you guys are into it. Like, that's why I've been having such a problem with those yaoi games, because I can't get into that. It's not my thing. It's just I was raised differently. So, yeah, but at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner. And I'll try to bring you more discipline next month. We'll see what I can do. But it'll definitely be past this. So don't worry. I'm saving you from this. I'm out.